Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Russell Grizzle, the CEO with Mannington Mills. Russell, how you doing?
I'm terrific today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. I understand I've caught you in a building at an organization that you closed on last week. I want to talk about your finalizing the deal on the Phoenix Far. Let's get to that in just a minute. How was the show in Las Vegas last week?
Kemp, we were very encouraged. We were happy with the traffic at our booth. We were happy with the attitude that the retailers had coming in. They were all very, very positive about 2020. Mm-hmm. And we were happy with the amount that we sold. You know, we're one of the few that still sell a lot at the show now. So we were happy with our sales as well. They were up quite significantly year over year. Mm-hmm.
You know, I filmed a video with Zach and Terry in the space, and I said probably too many times, but I said, but God, you guys have been busy. I mean, first off, let's just, you know, you're a privately held company, 104 years old. You're in every surface category except ceramic tile, and you had new products in every category. So just ask, were those products well-received?
You know, Kemp, surfaces is our big product launch. We've had one of the largest product launches this year in our history.
Yeah.
Focused on both LVT wood and laminate primarily.
Yeah.
But they've got great receptions. They even won an award for best in show in our LVT category.
Okay, that's interesting. All right. Well, we'll have to see how that does in the marketplace. So let's get to the topic at hand. You have closed this purchase of Phoenix and Far Yarns, and I guess that closed without any issues, didn't it?
It did. We made the announcement back around Thanksgiving time that our intent, and we closed Friday night mm-hmm. as planned. So starting February 1st or so, we are now the owner of Phoenix and Far, and we're excited about this step for Mannington.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of feedback are you getting from the market about this decision to expand into those markets where they are?
Kemp, obviously the Las Vegas Surfaces Show was a big opportunity to see a lot of our customers, and yeah. we got nothing but very positive feedback from our customers mm-hmm. and Phoenix's customers. We also spent some time there as Mannington at the Phoenix sales meeting. Mm-hmm. I talked to all the salespeople directly one-on-one and had presentations about Mannington, and that reception has gone exceptionally well, we were hoping.
And so as you do an analysis, obviously the market's excited because they've got, more financial backing behind what up to this point has been, you know, still a boutique, you know, kind of mid-sized carpet mill focused in the PET yarn and the nylon yarn. And then you're also probably the last standing supplier of third-party solution dyed or piece dyed yarns to the whole marketplace, right?
We are, and we do intend to stay in that business,
yeah.
Supplying those customers. We have plenty of capacity, plenty of expertise, a high-quality reputation. We would love to find ways to grow that market as well with those assets, and we plan to stay in the Far Yarns and Fibers business as well. Mm-hmm. The carpet side, we plan to invest and keep it growing with the assets that Mannington has, but we're very, very excited about what they've already been able to do.
Mm-hmm. What are the first steps on the integration here now that you own it?
The first few things that we're working on, obviously, is trying to get financial calendars, annual calendars, synced up,
yeah.
as well as trying to look at the IT integration plan mm-hmm. so that we can kind of get on one system going forward. And those are, we've been doing a lot of pre-work up to this point, but those will be the first steps that we try to tackle.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the last question, I'm just curious, you've been to the several markets now and gotten some feedback. So what's your outlook for growth in 2020 in the flooring business?
Well, we came into the year believing that there would be something in the neighborhood of 3-4% growth uh-huh. in our industry
yeah.
Year over year. I would say that after the Surfaces Show, I'm even more encouraged mm-hmm. about what's going to happen in 2020 for our industry. Uh-huh. Maybe slightly higher than that. I'm very hopeful. So it's off to a very good start from an order entry standpoint for us.
Okay, Russell, it's good to talk to you, and thanks for this insight. Again, been talking to Russell Grizzle about him closing the acquisition of Phoenix and Far Yarns, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloorDaily.net.